This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov. I wanted to share with listeners my quote of the day for yesterday. And the quote of the day goes as follows. I don't understand why Israel ever gave it up. They took oceanfront property and gave it away for peace. How did that work out? Not good. That was a quote from President Trump yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
He was, of course, talking about Gaza.
Wow. Wow. And I thought you were going to say that came from some right-wing nutter in the Israeli Knesset.
That came from President Trump talking about Gaza.
Read it again for us now, now that we know who it was.
I don't understand why Israel ever gave it up. They took oceanfront property and gave it away for peace. How did that work out? Not good.
Well, I guess we should have had the clue in the oceanfront property thing.
I think so. So I think we learned two things from this quote. Thing number one is that property developers will always be property developers, exactly. Even when they work from the Oval Office. And I think that the second thing that we learn is that people seem to be so much smarter with the benefit of a bit of hindsight.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It is true. Well, how did it work out? Very, very badly. There's literally nothing you can say that is positive that came from it. Nothing.
I think there is one positive thing that we can say that came from it. And the positive thing was the intention. I think two things, maybe one not so positive, but one positive. The positive thing is that at the time that we disconnected from Gaza in 2005, Israeli soldiers were being killed and injured fairly regularly while policing the whole Gaza Strip area. And one of the intentions of giving up Gaza, of disconnecting from Gaza, was to somehow avoid those casualties. Now, one could say, well, we avoided those casualties and we incurred other casualties instead of that. But at least during that period, we at least avoided some of those casualties. But I think a very important lesson has been learnt, I hope, which is that Israel did go through the process of giving up Gaza in order potentially to prove that this is not about the occupation. If anybody thinks that this conflict that we are in right now is about the occupation, then have a look and see what happened with Gaza. Mm. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that people who don't want to believe will suddenly believe because they see that. But there is an undoubted experience, there's an undoubted documented evidence of Israel's actions to somehow try to give up land in return for peace and essentially being kicked in the face as a result of that. So for those people who do want to learn lessons in history, then there is a lesson to be learned. Is that good? I don't know that it's good, but it's certainly something which is there, which is evident for all those to see. Those who wish to learn from it certainly will have something to learn from.
Yeah, as you say, hindsight is always a lot easier. Well, I wonder in a couple of years what wisdom we will have when we look back at this time. At this meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Trump announced that direct negotiations with Iran have begun. Now, Iran's denied this, which doesn't mean anything. But what impact does this have on Israel?
Well, I think that there is a lot that we can infer from the meeting. First of all, for those people who didn't watch the Donald Trump show from the Oval Office at the press conference after his meeting with Netanyahu yesterday, it is worth a watch. The prime minister had his moments to make his statements a relatively short time. And then the rest of the meeting was taken over with Trump. And one of the things, I think there is a lot that we can respect in the way that he's dealing with things. One of the things that I find a little bit unpalatable is the way that he constantly trashes previous administrations. He might not be in agreement with Joe Biden. He might not like anything that Joe Biden did, but he uses every opportunity to say so. And I just find it a little kind of distasteful. What's been done has been done, and now it's his turn. He has 4 years to fix things and to do whatever he thinks is right, and he's certainly taking action and doing things very, very quickly. I don't think it helps to use every opportunity to trash the previous administration. That's just my own personal view, and I'm sure that listeners out there will disagree with me, but that's my personal view. But the meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu is quite fascinating because Prime Minister Netanyahu was last week, on a visit to Hungary. And the visit to Hungary was really a visit of defiance more than anything else, because President Orban in Hungary had said that he would not exercise the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant against Prime Minister Netanyahu, even though Hungary has signed up to the International Court of Justice. And in fact, during the visit where Prime Minister met with President Viktor Orban, Orban had announced that Hungary would withdraw actually from the International Court of Justice system as a result of this issue of the arrest warrant. And then from Hungary, the Prime Minister was rushed to fly directly to the United States to meet yesterday with President Trump at the Oval Office. And that was ostensibly to talk about tariffs, because we all saw what happened with the announcement of the tariffs on Friday. It became an urgent issue. But I think behind the scenes, everybody was suspecting that the real subject on the agenda was Iran. And we've seen the buildup of arms. We've seen how the US military has really ramped up in terms of its preparedness for some sort of a conflict. The US bases in Diego Garcia and elsewhere around the Middle East have all been armed up. We saw last week a huge military aircraft from the US arrive in Israel, and we believe another THAAD anti-missile system has been deployed in Israel. So there's definitely been a ramping up, a noticeable ramping up of an arms buildup in the Middle East, with US really sending a lot of its troops and ships and airplanes across to this part of the world. And therefore, the sudden meeting that was called for the Prime Minister with President Trump yesterday seemed really to fit quite closely with that narrative. And so we were a little surprised to hear the president say, oh, we've entered into these direct negotiations with Iran. There'll be an important meeting coming up on Saturday. We are talking directly to them, even though the Iranians have said on more than one occasion and have come out reiterating the fact that there are no direct negotiations with the United States. But President Trump went on to say that it is very important for Iran that these talks go well, because if these talks don't go well, it's not going to be pretty. And he, of course, has reiterated some of his threats about all hell breaking loose and things like that in the past about what could potentially happen with Iran. So my reading of the situation is that the meeting yesterday was all about Iran. And I just wonder whether Prime Minister Netanyahu feels a little let down, a little disappointed to hear that this is really all about we're holding direct talks with Iran. I just wonder whether this concept of direct talks being held and the Iranians denying it, whether they are or they're not, I just wonder whether that might not be something of a front for some military action that might be taken in the near future. Clearly, the Prime Minister wasn't hustled from Hungary to Washington to talk about tariffs. I don't think so. I don't think that that's really what it was about, even though the prime minister did use his press conference and said in the first case that we are dealing with tariffs, that we are trying to get rid of the trade deficit, that we are trying to reduce tariffs on American goods in order to create some sort of a quid pro quo and some sort of a situation where the trade flows are equivalent between the two countries, and therefore no trade deficit and therefore no tariffs, and everybody will go home happy. That was the first point that was raised by the prime minister. And I think that that's really the smokescreen. I think that that's the cover for whatever comes next. And of course, the other item on the agenda, aside from talking a little bit about Iran and the upcoming direct talks that are going to be taking place, was, of course, the issue of Hamas and the issue of the release of hostages. And the prime minister said we continue to talk about the possibility of a hostage release, and President Trump referred to that as well. So those are really the main items that were on the agenda yesterday at the White House. But clearly, a very comfortable feeling between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump before Trump decided to use the opportunity of the press conference to talk about many other U.S. domestic issues.
Yeah, so that's what it bothered me a little bit, because at some point Netanyahu was clearly quite uncomfortable, and it did look like, despite the comfort with each other, that it was quite an intense meeting. There was definitely some form of discomfort that I could certainly pick up from Netanyahu afterwards. Whether it's, as you say, I can't imagine that it was about the tariffs. Maybe it was Turkey, maybe it was Iran. I don't know. Or as you say, we probably won't know until some event or something takes place. But and then we still will only be speculating. But there was definitely more to it.
Some of the Israeli press have said this morning that Netanyahu is returning home empty-handed because the tariffs have not been reduced, and because he hasn't got his way with an attack agreed against Iran, and he hasn't got any real progress with Gaza or the release of the hostages. And so he's hurried across the Atlantic to meet with the president, and he's come home with nothing.
Really?
I mean, that's at least a take.
But without being funny, how stupid are the press? Surely they can look at it the same way that we are and say, hold on, I mean, do we really think that everything is going to be disclosed to us? That he rushed across the world very, very quickly, second time now to meet in a very short period, and spoke about the tariffs. They could have done that on a Zoom call.
Yeah. And I don't think that whatever he rushed across the Atlantic to meet about will come home in a gift wrap box on the plane when he lands at Ben Gurion Airport sometime later today. I think that the gift box will come in the form of something which will be sometime in the future rather than today or here or now. So I think the issue of Iran was probably primary on the agenda. I suspect that we're going to see a significant ramp up in whatever is happening with Iran. So they might try these talks over the weekend. The Iranians seem very reluctant to even engage in talks of any sort. The president says, oh, don't worry, they will do whatever we tell them, essentially, different words. But I suspect that things are ramping up. And as I've said over the last week or two, I just see the military build up and one cannot ignore it.
Egypt has suggested a new hostage deal and a truce proposal. From what I read, Israel doesn't even seem to know about it, or certainly doesn't acknowledge knowing about this. Tell us what we do know.
Well, what we've heard from Egypt is that they've suggested the release of 8 hostages. The rest of the story says, that the offer apparently had a compromise from Hamas of 5 hostages, and Israel wanted 11 hostages, but Egypt has decided to suggest 8 hostages in return for a new truce. It's clear that Israel is definitely applying a lot more pressure on Hamas in Gaza, and I'd like to emphasize that on Hamas, because, for example, this whole concept of aid getting through to Gaza and the press saying, well, Israel has stopped aid getting through to Gaza. That's not entirely true. Israel has stopped aid going to Hamas in Gaza, but Israel is still distributing aid of its own in its own way. In other words, that there is aid coming into Gaza, but Israel is controlling how it's being distributed. So Israel has said they don't know anything about this particular agreement or this particular proposal from Egypt. I think Egypt is struggling at the moment to remain relevant in this conversation. It was interesting that yesterday there was a meeting in Egypt between French President Macron and the Jordanian King Abdullah, and they got together with President al-Sisi, Egyptian President al-Sisi, and apparently the three of them then got on some sort of a conference call with President Trump later in the day. So I think that this was an attempt by the Egyptians to still remain part of the story, to still somehow remain relevant. I don't put much credence to this particular offer, but I'm always willing to be wrong, especially when it comes to the issue of the release of hostages. Let's not forget that yesterday, being the 7th of April, was exactly 18 months on the Gregorian calendar since this war has begun and since our hostages were kidnapped. We're on day 550, and anything that can be done to release hostages will be extremely welcome.
Indeed, it will be. It's 8 o'clock. Anthony Reich, thank you as always. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 7:45 for the Israel Report.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.